Some parts of the body repair themselves. Skin, for instance, bone, even the liver. Heart muscle does not.
So if you were to have a heart attack or some other heart muscle disease that makes you lose a piece of your heart muscle, it will never come back.
Hesham Sadek is assistant professor of internal medicine at UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas.
All the treatment that we have is dedicated towards saving the remaining muscle, not to building new muscle.
Think of it like this. You have a nice green lawn. Then heat and drought dry out patches of grass. Those spots don't immediately grow back. All you can do is care for what's left or buy a new lawn. Heart patients these days are faced with the same quandary. Live with a heart that doesn't work very well, or buy a new one. And since a heart replacement is one of the most expensive surgeries, people like Sadek have been searching for an alternative.
Okay, so we are looking at heart muscle cell.
In 2007, scientists found that about 1% of the human heart is replaced every year. It might sound small, but that 1% could be key to building a new heart. For almost a decade, Sadek has been hunting down those few heart cells that do divide and repair themselves, searching for those few blades of grass that pop up after a dry spell.
We actually identified this specialized heart muscle cell. So we found the specialized muscle cell that can divide and give rise to new muscle cells over time.
No one had seen these specialized cells before. They were hidden, Sadek says, from the rest of the heart for their own protection. See, the heart is a high oxygen environment. That's good for energy production, but bad for cell division. Too much oxygen damages cell DNA, and the cells stop dividing. So it makes sense that the only cells that continue to divide are hidden in a sort of bubble, a low oxygen bubble. The research was published in the journal Nature.
As long as this is reproducible, this is a major milestone.
Deepak Srivastava is director of cardiac and stem cell research at the Gladstone Institute of Cardiovascular Disease in San Francisco.
The hope is that if nature normally creates some new cells over time, one might be able to harness that potential and amplify it.
So in the case of a heart attack, you might be able to regenerate the heart. Instead of by resting and waiting for 1% to grow each year, Dr. Sadek says it might be possible to transform a cell that doesn't divide into a cell or myocyte that does.
So the idea would be, can you now artificially make this cell? So instead of injecting a cell, if we understand the biology of this cell, what makes it able to divide, what is the genetic program of this cell, then we can perhaps reprogram some of the neighboring myocytes that cannot divide, and then make them divide.
At last, a scientific approach to fixing a broken heart. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.